Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
The award-winning cafe is open daily from 7am until 4pm and for dinner Thursday to Sunday from 5.
Controversy has been stirred up over the episode of 10's I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here with the Ice Tank Challenge. You know the one I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Most viewers have said it went too far. Now, four celebrities had to swim to the bottom of an ice tank and continuously pump a lever, which would fill a tube. Obviously, they got stars and treats if they got enough water in the tube. But viewers were horrified when the celebrities taking part in the challenge seemed to be in extreme pain and frightened. Now, Grant Denyer screamed for medics to get him out of there when the challenge was over. And this is what Jack Vidgen said.
Not being able to take in a breath because you feel like your whole body's just contracting because of how freezing you are. Physically, it was getting to the point where I was going to pass out.
Legendary magician Siegfried Fischbacher, half of the duo Siegfried and Roy, has passed away at the age of 81 of pancreatic cancer. The magical German duo were long known as a Las Vegas staple.
Ladies and gentlemen, Siegfried and Roy!
Using elaborate costumes, effects, elephants and white tigers in their act, they stopped performing in 2003 when Roy was mauled by a white tiger while performing at the MGM Mirage Hotel. They performed a final benefit show in 2009 and officially retired in 2010, with Roy passing away just last year due to COVID complications.
Seems like most of America is very excited to see Joe Biden and Kamala Harris inaugurated on January 20, with Justin Timberlake, Demi Lovato, Bon Jovi, Jennifer Lopez and many more set to perform at the auspicious occasion. Lady Gaga will take centre stage at the inauguration to sing the Star Spangled Banner, with none other than Tom Hanks hosting the 90-minute primetime special titled Celebrating America, airing on many streaming platforms January 20.
Bruce Willis was kicked out of a pharmacy in Los Angeles for not wearing a COVID mask.
What on earth?
The 65-year-old diehard actor was asked to leave after repeatedly refusing to wear his PPE and left his unpurchased items on the counter.
That's unlike Bruce. He's usually a pretty good guy. What was going on there? And he had a bandana on. He could have just put it up over his mouth.
He thinks he's in one of his movies.
Yeah, maybe.
You're such a badass.
And the Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl has written a pretty intense and deep track, Waiting on a War, which the band released yesterday on Grohl's 52nd birthday. The song was apparently written after a conversation Dave had with his daughter about war and features on their 10th studio album, Medicine at Midnight, which is out February 5th. Here it is.
Fell in love with the voice on the radio.
To Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.